This is the story of one of Australia's most successful businessmen. It's also the story of one of Australia's most loathed fugitives. This is the story of Christopher Skase.
Christopher Skase was charming,
audacious,
powerfully charismatic,
a hustler and a huckster.
Christopher Skase was the man of corporate Australia in the 1980s.
Skase had an aura of success.
He came with that cowboy energy.
He built a vast business empire.
I used to call Christopher God. He was very clever at motivating people to do things that he wanted done.
And with his wife Pixie by his side, he charmed the country.
They were the story of Australia. The billionaires, the extravagance, the lifestyle.
The Skases had it all. It's almost as if it was
too good to be true.
Too good to be true.
Too good to be true.
Well, it was.
The largest corporate collapse in Australian history.
Where did it all go so wrong?
Everything he built up, he lost.
The whole empire was built on debt. Built on debt.
And how did the man of the moment become a national pariah?
Skase had done a runner and he wasn't coming back.
This guy was a rat bag.
People just wanted blood.
This is a story about big money, big hair, and a massive corporate scandal.
Skase used the company as his personal bank account.
And if something seems too good to be true, it quite possibly is.
Too good to be true and a mirage, and both of those were prophetic statements.
I'm Mark Humphreys, and from ABC Rewind, this is Skase, Fall of a Tycoon. The first episode drops September 19. Search for ABC Rewind and look for Skase, Fall of a Tycoon on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.